Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Every now and then you hear a story that really makes you go, huh? And eight people saw the story, and after they went, huh, they sent it to me and said, Steve, what do you think of this? I don't know what to make of this story. Ohio attorney indefinitely suspended from the Supreme Court for reportedly driving naked. Corrine Hackathorn wrote this for WDTN out of Ohio. The Supreme Court of Ohio indefinitely suspended a Hamilton, Ohio attorney for repeatedly driving around with no clothing on and letting other people see his body parts in traffic. During an October 2018 traffic stop, the attorney was charged with public indecency and reckless operation of a vehicle when it was discovered that he was driving with no clothing on. Now, I'm not sure if they're simply saying that because he had no clothing on, that was reckless, or if he was doing something reckless while driving with no clothing on. These are questions we don't know the answers to. Now, he pleaded guilty to the charges and had a suspension imposed upon him by the Supreme Court of Ohio, and then they stayed the suspension, basically saying, look, that's what's going to happen to you if this happens again. Do we have to tell you this more than once? And I mentioned before that most states, the discipline and the actual administration for the bar association, much of it is overseen by the state's Supreme Court. So the court noted, however, that this man has a history of public nudity. And so 3 months after his 2020 suspension, the Butler County Bar Association requested an interim remedial suspension on the grounds that he had been again arrested twice for nude driving and letting others see portions of his body that no one wants to see, and that he posed a substantial threat of serious harm to the public. The suspension is in effect today, and it's based on a subsequent complaint filed by the Butler County Bar Association in June of 2021, which alleged that the man had been convicted of three additional counts of public indecency since he was first suspended. This is according to Court News Ohio. So this is one of those situations where somebody just ain't learning, or they're incapable of stopping for whatever reason. And we've heard of people, for instance, who are addicted to things. Illegal or illicit substances, right? You're addicted to something like that and you just can't help yourself. Or we've heard of people with, like, say, a gambling addiction. They can't stop gambling. You give them $5, they'll go bet it on something. Then when they need $5 more, they'll steal something and sell it for $5 and then go bet it on something. This guy here has got a problem with clothing when he's in a car. He pleaded guilty to all the charges. He's not contesting that he does this. His sentence includes fines, 14 days in jail, and probation terms ranging from 2 to 5 years. He also admitted that he engaged in other similar acts of public indecency for which he was not arrested. So he said, yeah, you got me several times, but just so you know, I did it a whole bunch more. Sorry. The Supreme Court noted that the man is in treatment for bipolar disorder and has expressed remorse for his behavior. But the court also noted that he apparently struggles with the urge to do this. And now, I am not a psychiatrist, psychologist, or any other kind of person that deals with the human psyche. And so I've heard the phrase bipolar disorder, but I've never heard it linked to this kind of behavior. But I suppose someone's going to say, oh no, there's actually a connection here that makes some kind of sense. But we as a society have all agreed that there are certain things we expect others to do when engaging in the public space. So when you're at home, doors closed, curtains drawn, what you do inside your house is one thing. But when you're out in public or driving around in your car and other people can see you, that's another. So to be reinstated to the practice of law in Ohio, he'll have to meet several conditions, including proving that he is in full compliance with his mental health treatment plan and orders from the Butler County Area 3 Court. So he's been suspended. He had been disciplined before, but the discipline was turned into, I think, a suspended sentence of some sort. Since that happened and during the term of his discipline, It happened again and again. And then when asked about it, he admitted, yeah, and those were just the times they caught me. Okay? So again, I am not really here to make fun of this story because clearly this guy has got some kind of issue. And whatever it might be, some kind of compulsion, whatever it might be, presumably it needs to be taken care of. But it's certainly weird. And the fact that it's an attorney means that people send it to me and say, Steve, you're an attorney. And I've heard of attorneys who got in trouble. And I've mentioned before that I, as a member of the Michigan State Bar, I get the Michigan Bar Journal sent to me. And that's a magazine that comes out once a month. And yes, they do still send out hard copies of a magazine. And in the back, they've got sections on discipline. All the recent discipline actions are published there. So you can go through and see who's been disciplined and for what. And the vast majority of them fall into two categories. Attorneys who have trouble dealing with their clients. They either mishandle the client's money, they mishandle the client's affairs. Someone will come into a lawyer's office and say, hey, I've got a particular kind of case. Can you handle it? And they go, yes, I can. Person gives them a bunch of money, says, handle it. They don't handle it, and they mishandle the money. And somebody comes back later and says, I asked you to handle this case. What happened? And they get a bunch of bad excuses. They file a claim with the state bar. And the state bar investigates and says, yes, the person either didn't know what they're doing or they mishandled the case or something. But there's something wrong with how they handled a case. The other most common thing you see pop up, and I think it's about 50-50, but I haven't done the actual math on it, is attorneys who get in trouble with the law. And as an attorney, anytime you get convicted of a crime, you've got to report it to the bar. And so if you get, for instance, a drunk driving, you've got to report that to the bar. And so you'll see a bunch of them in there. Let's say so-and-so was arrested and charged with, you know, OUIL, and they were convicted of it. And since that is a crime, the state bar stepped in and was forced to discipline this attorney for something. And the interesting thing there is, of course, that has nothing to do with the practice of law in the sense that they mishandled somebody's money or mishandled somebody's affairs or did something like that. It's simply the fact that you as a member of the bar are required to hold yourself up to a certain standard. Number one, because you just should. But number two, so as not to draw ridicule to the bar. And so right now in Ohio, there is an attorney who's got some kind of problem keeping his clothes on while he's behind the wheel of his car. And people are talking about it, and people are thinking about it, and unfortunately, that does tarnish the reputation of the Ohio State Bar. So I understand this is not every attorney in Ohio. It's just one attorney. And that's why it's making the news, by the way. It is so unusual. But the fact that it's happening makes the Ohio State Bar look bad. It draws some form of ridicule to the state bar. So I hope the guy gets the help he obviously needs. I hope he can stop doing this. And I actually hope he can get back to practicing law and going into court dressed nicely. And I've mentioned before that you got to dress nicely for court, which is the irony here, because the guy got in trouble for not dressing at all. So Ohio attorney indefinitely suspended from Supreme Court for repeatedly driving naked. And the reason they say suspended from the Supreme Court is that the Supreme Court enters a suspension and says, in essence, you can't practice in any of our courts during this time. And the Supreme Court oversees all the courts in Ohio. So Corinne Hackathorn wrote there for WDTN. Brent, Jason, Sean, Brand, Jay, Stuart, Dustin, James all sent it. Thanks a lot. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Go confidently in your dreams. Live the life you have imagined.